I remember vividly a staff meeting in 2010, and Anthony Seldon, he came into a staff meeting and said, we're going to have this amazing event at Wellington. It's going to be a festival, there'll be thousands of people. Wellington will be the centre of the educational world, it'll be brilliant. And we all looked at him and thought he'd lost his mind. And here we are 15 years later.
Hi everyone, I'm Kath Vansell, Deputy Festival Director for the Festival of Education. This year it's our 15th ever festival, and we're going to be touring around the festival, talking to speakers and people about what makes the festival so brilliant, getting a little bit of the highlights about what they're talking about and what they've really enjoyed at festival.
So my name is Becky Earnshaw. This afternoon I am speaking about how education can counter populism. Go for the big issues. There's been loads of amazing sessions on today. A lot of people dealing with like some of the intricacies of teaching. We're going big to those big existential challenges facing the world and sort of saying, what can education do about that? Zooming out of it. I love the festival. I've been going now. I think I was at the first one. So I've been a long time festival attendee. And what I love most is, I mean, there's always an amazing range of sessions. And I love that mix between the sort of things that come up every year and then the things which are very much of the moment, of the zeitgeist. And so you can sort of mix your day up with some of the classics and then some of the new emerging issues. But the best thing is always just who you get to see. The fact that, you know, it's like, it is like Glasgow. I know it's always said for education in the sense that you just don't know who you're going to bump into. I do spend my time sadly spotting people. Look over there, who's there? So it's brilliant to build connection as well as to learn lots of new stuff.
Yeah, okay, so I'll start off. I'm Professor Hayley Hughes. Hello, everybody. I'm speaking quite a lot at the festival over the next few days, to be honest. My mind's a bit blown with it. So today I'm talking about lethal mutations and how research that a lot of teachers really well-meaningly take into the classroom to affect outcomes for kids in a positive way can sometimes be mutated beyond what it was meant to do. And I'm on the evidence-based education strand. And then tomorrow I'm speaking about coaching and decision-making and dialogue, how that's a really important part of coaching. That's on the coaching strand, and I'm also on a panel in my role as one of the teaching commissioners from the National Teaching Commission. Our report on teacher retention is out today, and we've got an exclusive in Schools Week tomorrow and at the festival, so it's very exciting.
And I'm Jenna Crittenden, and I am the teacher advocacy lead at the Chartered College of Teaching, and I am speaking in a session shortly around rethinking curriculum, which is a primary focused session. It was all about kind of we've done a pilot for the last 2 years, just looking at what is needed to empower leaders to make those right decisions for their communities, kind of really bringing that community together, and it's expanding hugely. So we're sharing that research and sharing what's coming up in terms of we've got a really exciting creativity opportunity coming soon as we're the OECD partner for England.
I've not learned anything apart from that the coffee is delicious, but I'm about to go to my first session because I was stuck in traffic on the way to the festival for about an hour in an Uber, and my Uber driver was very angry. So yes, but I'm looking forward in just a second to learning about how we can retain our most experienced teachers, because that's really important to me.
And I have only just got here as well. I've been sat in traffic, but going forward, I'm going to be looking at the Teaching Commission, seeing what's coming out of that, because for us as a professional body, it's really important that we celebrate those findings and really kind of advocate for that. But also just looking for lots of schools and teachers who are doing their curriculum slightly differently so that I can bring them into the project and help celebrate that. And looking at the kind of agenda, there's lots of amazing speakers. I don't know how I'm going to be in 20 places at once.
It's hard to choose, isn't it?
But there's a kind of a team of us here, so we've spread ourselves around.
There's just nothing else like it. I mean, I think this is like my fifth or sixth EdFest, and I just look forward to it every year. It's the kind of chilled atmosphere, how friendly everybody is. I mean, where else do you get to rub shoulders with like people like Lenny Henry and Doug Lamov? I mean, absolutely incredible. Great food, great atmosphere, fantastic curation of speakers. And what I would say is that the festival isn't ideological in any way. You go to a lot of other events. I speak at probably 200 conferences or so a year, and a lot of the talks are of an ideological bent. It's all about kind of the same viewpoint. The festival is curated so that you can go and watch something about Lego play alongside something about neuroscience, and there's nothing else like that.
As Hayley was saying, it brings so many people together from different walks of life, people you probably might not come across, and actually that professional challenge and the academic challenge that you sometimes get around your thinking makes you come away and go, oh yeah, actually I should probably look at that sphere more often. And it's just, it's friendly, as Hailey was saying. You meet people that you think I'd never have the opportunity to speak to normally. So
what would you say to someone who's never been to the Festival of Education?
Oh, do it. Come along. You know, I know that schools, I work in a school, I'm a director of PD, you know, schools really struggle to let teachers out at the moment. We have a huge attrition problem and it's money. But what I would say is that what somebody will get from coming to the festival, they can bring back to school, and it can really, really be a reignition of passion, I think, for anybody leading teaching and learning or a classroom teacher. So, yeah, just do it.
Well, I've been here about 30 minutes and quite niftily we found this space, the speaker space, which is a lovely gardened area with lots of lovely chilled furniture, coffee and cakes and morning juices, and it's a nice place to prepare for the day, you know, calm down and enjoy the countryside, really. It's very nice. Very nice. I have to say it's the nicest conference area, speaker area I've ever been in, and I've been around for a while. I've seen quite a few places and this is the top of the scale.
Amazing. Yeah, it's one of the great things about being here is that Wellington College just opens the grounds. I mean, you know that they give also 2,000 free tickets for this event.
Yes.
So we've got just a total of 5,500 people registered, and 2,000 of those are free tickets covered for by Wellington.
Wow.
At least, yeah, they pay for their costs because they just, that's, they've got this organization called The Bridge, which is trying to kind of like spread beyond Wellington. So it's really nice.
Yeah.
So Ian Henderson is here to talk to us about the bridge and its connection to the festival. So Ian, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about it?
Hi, yeah, absolutely. So as Kath said, I'm Ian Henderson. I sometimes have to remind myself who I am. But so the best way of explaining the bridge is that the festival does this amazing thing for 2 days every year where we bring thoughtful educators together. We convene some of the best in educational thinking, the best professional development, the best ideas that come from research and current issues that are in the sector. And we're trying to bring those to the attention of all of those that attend. And that's for 2 days a year. And the whole goal about the bridge was to say, well, what about the other 363 days? Can we do more for the sector, more for furthering the cause of education for the rest of the year? So that's really where the bridge comes from. It's a lofty goal, for sure, but because the intensity of this for 2 days is kind of unsustainable over the whole year. But we're certainly trying to do that. And I think it comes from a basic belief that in education, we are better together. Like, it's not a zero-sum game. It's not we win, you lose. Like, we're better, educators are better when they share things, when they learn from each other, when they support each other, and ultimately bolster the life chances of lots of young people. Because last time I looked, no young person in the world can actually choose who their parents are, can choose where they were born, can choose what their upbringing is. They're all effectively choiceless in that process. So we have a moral obligation to do the best we can for whoever our young people are. I remember vividly a staff meeting in 2010, and Anthony Seldon, who was then the head of Wellington, the master of Wellington, he came into a staff meeting and said, we're going to have this amazing event at Wellington. It's going to be a festival. There'll be thousands of people. Wellington will be the centre of the educational world. It'll be brilliant. And we all looked at him and thought he'd lost his mind. And here we are 15 years later, and we're able to welcome people from the entire sector to really feel like they are welcome here, that they belong, and that they can learn a huge amount from all of the different sessions. Our goal is to bring something, the best that we possibly can, to bring it to all educators who can get here. And now we have this even loftier goal to try and bring the festival to different global locations. So we've launched in Thailand, in the USA, in China. Just announced this morning we're launching in Spain, which is really exciting. And we have several others in the pipeline for the next few years, because we want the festival to become this incredibly well-regarded celebration of everything that's best in education right around the world.
What's your favourite thing about the Festival of Education?
That everyone feels like they belong. Even those who maybe don't immediately feel like drawn to a private school, would just make everyone feel 100% welcome, and that they're part of a huge family of like-minded and forward-thinking and positive educators, and that's what young people need.
Right, so I'm here at the Festival of Education with Shane Mann, Festival Director.
you know, Wellington supports us in a way that's really, really unique, which is to provide us with their site, but also a huge amount of staff time is put into the festival from Wellington College, whether that's domestics, you know, making sure that the classroom is all ready for us when we arrive, whether it's the grounds team that, you know, keep the grounds looking absolutely stunning for us each and every day, whether it's the teaching community to support us in the selection of the content. You know, there's a huge workforce at Wellington behind the festival, not just the Education Escape team. So, you know, Wellington are an integral part of the festival and an incredible partner with Education Escape to continue shaping the festival and growing the festival, not only here in the UK, but globally.
So I'm James Ellis. I'm going to be talking about group coaching in schools, how to embed a coaching culture if you can't afford one-to-one coaching. And it's a session that's mainly aimed at the UK state sector, because I train a lot of teachers in coaching in partnership with The Bridge at Wellington College. And a lot of the state school leaders that come on those courses, one of the things they say is, we love this, but we don't have time or the resource to do it on a one-to-one basis. And I've collaborated with some schools creating group coaching programs. So it's about, you know, how can you get the best of coaching in a context where maybe your resources are slightly stretched. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. Before? Yeah, I've been loads. I was okay. Here at his very first one, because I was at school here. So I've been here a lot. Yeah, I've been here many times. And I taught here, so I've been loads of times here.
Oh, wow. So what's the best thing about the Festival of Education?
The best thing about the Festival of Education is the opportunity to gather with other educators and take meaningful time to reflect on how you can improve your practice as a leader or a teacher. Because that time, combined with stimulus from really interesting speakers, is a guarantee to improve your practice.
Yeah, my name is Ephraim Lerner, and I'm going to be speaking about, I'm going to be interviewing Johnny Utley, who's a MAT CEO, and we're going to be speaking about the idea of change that hasn't or doesn't go to plan. And it's based off our book that's just been released at the festival, Special Run. And Johnny's going to hopefully share a bit more about when things don't go to plan when it comes to change in his organisation.
I'm Johnny Utley. I'm the CEO of the Education Alliance Multi-Academy Trust, or TEAL, Trust in Yorkshire. And I'm also a visiting fellow at the Centre for Young Lives. I've done, or am doing, four sessions at festivals. I've done one on what works for working class boys, one later on about, which I'm really looking forward to, on whether schools should display Ofsted banners or not. I've got an interview with Ephraim Lerner, basically listing pretty much all the mistakes that I've made in my school career, so it'd be a long one. And then finally finishing off with a session with Headteacher Roundtable, thinking about how we might actually fundamentally reimagine the school system. What I love most about festival is just the connection with people. You know, I think back to COVID when we were all cut off from each other and, you know, lots of people still working remotely, and you know, the school system doesn't have quite as much of that relational connection as it perhaps used to. And when you come to festival, just the opportunity to wander, to chat, to make connections, just talking to somebody who's doing the coffee here, and it turns out he runs a social enterprise training young people to be baristas, so we've just made a connection about, you know, doing that where we are in the north. So yeah, just those opportunities, and when you go away you've got so much to reflect on, so much to think about, and catching up with friends is just brilliant.
Hey guys, welcome to Get Fed. This is a social enterprise. We've got two young baristas here, young entrepreneurs who we've busted out of school. We are serving the VIPs at Wellington College Festival of Education and meeting the most incredible talent from education, telling them about what we do, which is support young people who struggle in the classroom, learn their barista skills, learn their business skills, and then rock up at amazing events to tell everybody about it. This is Kenz.
You all right, guys? I'm Kenzie. I've been on Get Fed for a while now, basically one of the seniors. I really enjoy Get Fed, helped me a lot, and yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, I'm Lex, and I'm part of Get Fed. I've only been here for a couple sessions, so I'm trying to learn more about it, but it's really helped me get back into school because I haven't been in ages, and it really does help with enjoying school more.
It's been such a fun festival, and we've talked about so many different things, and it's great to hear from people who've attended today. So let's hear from a few more of them now.
So my name's Shane Leaning. I have been speaking today on how you can lead change as a leader that teachers don't roll their eyes at.
It was a
bit
topic.
Of a clickbait headline.
Did it work? Did you get the audience?
It was a full house and people were sat on the floor as well, cross-legged. So that was, yeah, pretty cool. I love this festival. Like, I'm like a festival addict, like coming to... This is my third in the UK, but also done three in Shanghai and the two in Bangkok. So like, I'm just like living my best life here. And for me, it's that I think all the sessions are absolutely brilliant, but I just love the energy of that, the concourse just in between the tents, just walking and just hearing teachers just talking about, I just went to this, did you just talk about this? Or even just queuing up, getting my bag checked this morning, and I could just hear teachers going, what's session one for you? And they're like, I'm going to do this. And there's I think it's like a real dopamine hit for the sector, which is so, so just and so needed. I just think this is a real celebration. Yeah, I'm proper giddy about it.
My name is Eugene Jilks. I am the head of inclusion at the Oasis Group of Charities, which includes Oasis Community Learning, which runs 54 schools across the country. Well, 55 if you include our secure school down in Rochester. And we've had quite a presence here at the festival. Yesterday, I was not speaking. I spoke today. And yesterday, we had Steve Chalk, who is the founder of Oasis. Anyway, he was here with Kat Agar, who is our CEO of Oasis Community Partners, which runs the youth service for Oasis, and Paul Tarry, who runs the development program for Oasis. And they were here talking about the manifesto for Hope, which is a book that Steve wrote, but it's actually the story of Oasis from start to finish. We also had one of our deputy heads was here with her head teacher, and she was part of the Women Ed event, Kieran Satti, and she is a phenomenal young lady, and she's only been in Oasis a little longer than me, so I think 8 months or something like that. And she spoke fantastically about the glass and concrete ceiling, they call it.
I was in the Women Ed talk, and a colleague, Kieran Satti, was talking about the idea that actually when we're supporting our young people, our girls in particular, to smash the glass ceilings and smash the concrete ceilings, we can't shy away from the fact that that's really going to hurt, actually, because if we're breaking down systems and encouraging people to do things differently, then that is going to be a painful process. And so the importance of building resilience amongst our young people and building in sort of healing spaces after that process is really important. And I have a little girl and a little boy, and so coming to these events and thinking as a parent who educates my children and sort of the pastoral side of that, and thinking how am I equipping them to best be the change makers in whatever aspect, I think that was something that really stuck with me, that I can't pretend that it's all going to be sunshine and roses, and actually as a parent and as educators, we can equip our young people with the skills to navigate some of those painful processes of change.
I'm Maureen Baig, and I'm doing a talk called The Glower, What Failing Students Taught Me About Great Teaching. And it's all based around my documentary, the three students who I focus the documentary around, and all the great lessons that I learned from them. This is my first time at the Festival of Education, and I must say it is greater than anything I expected. It's such a lovely atmosphere. It's so beautifully organised. It's about time teachers had somewhere to come and just have a great time, and they're clearly having a great time. There's so much to look at. I'm about to go around now and look at some stalls myself. It's a real, real pleasure to be here.
I'm Liz Robinson, CEO of Big Education, and I'm really delighted to be doing the Q&A with Becky Francis after her keynote today. So got lots of questions about how she's getting on, and really keen to really dig into Bridget's message, which is about achieve and thrive, and really think about how does the curriculum assessment review get behind that in a meaningful way.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully we can hear from you later about how it went.
Yeah, did you get the answers you wanted?
Watch his face.
Yeah, I'm John Dickens. I'm editor of Schools Week. It was really cool. It was like an education superstar panel. So we had a Q&A with Becky and some other awesome school leaders. She talked all things curriculum review. There were some really interesting topics there that were discussed. One of the big things was about the school sector sort of heading for like an autumn term policy big bang with lots of things due to hit in the autumn term. So she talked a little bit about whether how the curriculum review will fit into that. And we also had some awesome questions about AI.
Hello, I'm David Moniz-Weston from Purposeful Ventures, where I'm AI lead. And today I've been speaking about the potential for curriculum reform to close the gap, disadvantage gap.
Amazing. And what's your favourite thing about the Festival of Education?
This year, I have to say, the weather has been absolutely stunning, which is really lovely. But it's just great to have an incredible array of different attendees and different speakers, and just the connections and conversations you have is absolutely brilliant. And people come buzzing out of each session, and you just have these amazing, just on the spur of the moment conversations and connections, and I just absolutely love it. It's can't be missed.
Okay, yeah, so we're here today from Jigsaw Education Group, and we provide schools with PSHE and RE curricula all the way from, or PSHE from 3 to 16. And yeah, we're having a great time in the sunshine. We've got our tombola here. Do you want to see what you can win? You've got a highlighter!
So Mark, you work for AQA, which is the festival's headline sponsor. So I just want to ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here.
So, afternoon. My name's Mark Bedlow. I'm from AQA. I'm AQA's Chief Operating Officer. So that means I'm responsible for the whole creation, marking and awarding of all of our GCSEs and A-levels. But I come here to the Festival of Education, and this is my third year. I come here with two hats on. I come with my AQA hat on. And it's really great to meet with teachers, practicing in the classroom, hear about their challenges, how they're overcoming it. But I also come here as a trustee. I'm a trustee for a multi-academy trust up in Cambridgeshire. We've got about 35 schools, roughly half and half, primaries, secondaries, with some three or four special schools. So I get double the value from this event, so I really enjoy coming along.
Can you tell us about one of your highlights from the festival?
Just one highlight. I think there are many highlights for me. It's firstly the engagement with people that you meet, and you don't need to come here knowing anybody. You just can engage in conversations with people when you're queuing for your sun cream or your sun hat. So it's meeting the people. I had a really good session with people today around mats and looking at the issues of mats. And then it was really interesting to hear Becky Francis this morning and the Q&A session, just really sort of setting out and managing our expectations on, I think, what is going to come at the end of this year with the publication of her report. So, you know, it's great. And of course, 2 years out of three, we've had fantastic weather here, so it's fantastic from that perspective.
What would you say to someone who's never been to the Festival of Education before?
Try it. I mean, it's held here in the beautiful grounds of Wellington College, and that, for some people, might give a certain impression about what sort of event it is. Put that to one side. It's an event for all teachers and those in the educational sector. And just come along and give it a go and engage with it. There's some really good stuff here.
Morning. My name is Frances Akinde. I am a SEND advisor and inspector, and I've also written a book called Being an Ally, Not a Bystander. This is my third year at the Festival of Education, which is really lovely to be invited back. So I'm representing the BayMed network, and we've got a few talks tomorrow, on our strand with the GC Collective. So we're talking about curriculum and how to ensure it's fully inclusive. We're talking about data and how to use it in an equitable way. And we're looking at leadership and how to make sure that it's diverse. So I'm really looking forward to our sessions and also to seeing other people here as well.
My name is Isaac Akinde. I'm a business teacher and a curriculum innovator. So I work with SCN students, ADHD, dyslexia and autism in schools and parent groups as well. Tomorrow I'll be on a panel for a discussion on how to make the curriculum more inclusive with GEC and BAME Ed as well. I'm looking forward to it. It's my second year here, invited back again for this year. Really looking forward to seeing who's going to be there, what we can share, and what connections and networks we can do.
What would you say to someone who's never been to the Festival of Education before?
Come.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great, great 2 days.
Yeah.
Lots of different things to learn, to share, new people to find as well. So really good. Yeah.
Yeah, and also like there's so much CPD over the next 2 days, and you actually get to mingle and talk to people, you know, on a personal level, which is really nice.
If you've never been to this festival before, I'd say you're really in for a treat because there's so many different things to see. It's really hard to choose each time. And you can almost spend all your time outside of the sessions talking to all the other people. I mean, there's so many people to meet and talk to about whether it's books or cognitive science or equity and diversity issues or leadership issues. It's the whole range. And everyone's here. It just feels like a real celebration of education for parents, teachers, leaders. It's excellent. You'll love it.
My name is Liz Robinson. I'm the CEO of Big Education. And what I love about the festival is the vibe and the fact that there's so many people here, the big names and people actually doing the work in classrooms, mingling together, having chats in this informal and kind of really vibrant environment. It's a wonderful thing.
So to somebody who's never been here before, I would say don't miss it next year. It quite literally is one of the most inspiring days. There have been thousands of people here. I mean, I can't believe how many people have been here over the last 2 days, and everybody is walking around with a smile on their face.
I would say come and have a combination of two things in mind. Find some speakers who are going to challenge you in the way that you think, and leave some time in the day for conversations outside of the sessions, because those conversations can be as fruitful as the stuff that you listen to.
I genuinely believe that this is the one event in my calendar which I would hope that I can be here year after year. It's something that I look forward to every year, and it's also a real opportunity to engage, to listen, to learn, and to be about part of something that is going to be, I think, a bedrock of the future of education.
Well, that's a wrap for today, and it's been an amazing 2 days of festival. We really hope this podcast gives you a flavour of the festival and encourages you to come next year if you couldn't make it this year. So if you want to know more, if you Google the Festival of Education, our application should be open in September for next year. So if you want to speak next year, get them in. If you want to attend next year, keep an eye on our LinkedIn page and follow us for more information.